I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's my birthday. I'll swear if I want to, swear if I want to.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today, we're reading Chapter 18 of Melting Stones.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's get loud.
In Chapter 18... Evie lets Flair and Carnelian out of the court's trap. Carnelian still likes her, but Flair is pissed. When he attacks Evie, Luvo thunders a threat through the earth. Evie bluffs by telling Carnelian and Flair that Luvo will try to stop them from getting out. Then she tells them she knows a place where they can escape. Step one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. Brittany did not like the part where her cat showed up.
No. Me and her are about to fight.
How did you guys feel about this chapter?
It was all right.
Very short. I enjoyed Evie channeling Briar's
like his thief charm.
Yeah.
Charm.
Being like that fast talking, like, oh, hey, let me distract you from what just happened. Like, I promise it wasn't on purpose. It was totally fine. I thought you could get out of it, but I guess I was wrong. So it's fine. Everything's cool.
I'm sorry for overestimating you. I thought you were smarter than that. My bad.
Yeah, no offense. It wasn't on purpose.
This is the chapter where she continuously refers to it as a quartz toy, right? Oh,
yep.
It's just a toy. I thought you guys would figure the secret out. It's just immediately, we do it all the time.
Yeah, us people up top, way smarter than you guys. I guess you guys aren't ready to be up here because y'all are not as smart as us. Sorry, if you can't even figure that out, like, come on, you're not gonna make it up there.
At the same time, buttering them up, but also like you're kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just like the relentless, like she just says one thing after the other to kind of like keep him distracted, to keep him from being upset, I guess was the goal.
Yeah.
I like this when Carnelian and after Flair kind of follows Evie and like chases her around, Carnelian shows up next to Evie and starts copying her again, kind of making her like a tunic out of blue fire. Showing that at least Carnelian still kind of likes Evie, or at least doesn't want to melt her instantly like Flair.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're still emulating her.
This was Evie's plan.
Make herself seem interesting to them so that they'll maybe listen to her. Also, when she goes cross-legged, and then Carnelian does the same thing, except without a real concept of legs and what they do. She just kind of makes her legs fuse together. Yeah, which is weird. There's a lot of like creepy imagery in this chapter, which I'm a big horror fan. It takes a lot to creep me out, I feel. But like there's a lot of just weird stuff that would belong in a horror movie, frankly. Like Flair's weird tongue thing. Mm-hmm. Why? Gross. Disgusting. Kind of
That's
like,
pretty much Evie's response also. Like, I
she's
never want
like,
to see that again.
if I could go the rest of my life never seeing that again, it would be too soon.
Yeah, again, if I were to just read this without listening to the audiobook, it would be terrifying. But listening to the audiobook, they're not very scary. But just reading the book, terrifying.
I
Terrifying.
think maybe it's just that I'm used to scary stuff and my brain is filling in the blanks with like the most hideous thing imaginable. But like when they fuse together and kind of like hang out together, then they kind of separate, it reminded me of like The Thing, where like chunks just kind of are here and there, but they're together, but
Oh, well, them fusing together, I thought was kind of sweet. I guess I didn't. I don't watch enough horror stuff. So many other images in this chapter was really terrifying to me. But them coming together and fusing and chat, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. They're so friendly
Listen,
and they're really close to each other. It's
can
so.
be really cute and also really fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's, I guess so, but if now that you say it like that, yeah, it's kind of creepy. But when I read it, I was like, oh, that's the one sweet thing that they have going for them.
In the words of a wise sage, both is good.
Yes.
That's two wise sages, though.
I liked when Luvo goes, hurt Evu Maymay once more, and I will see to it that you forget your soul. Holy
Right?
fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Such a good threat. I think
Fucking.
Indy needs it in their arsenal.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
100%, yeah. I'm going to add this to my vernacular of threats.
My first one is when Evie tells herself, I couldn't do anything when I was helpless, but Luvo could. Thunder through the earth? Like, I totally mood. Yes. When I'm helpless, I can't do nothing. And this guy, he's, I'm so helpless. I am thundering the earth. I'm smushing you down flat. I'm pushing you several miles down, but I'm helpless. I can't do nothing. Okay, Luvo.
I think it's more that he cares so much about Evie. I think
Yeah.
it's like that parental instinct or that teacher instinct, right? I know that you about your kids and me about mine would do basically anything. If they were threatened, you would do that. You would risk your life if your kids got threatened.
Yeah, it just reminds me, him doing this, that he is also worshipped as a god. So his helplessness is going to be a lot different than our helplessness because
That's true.
he's a god. We forget this. We see a small little gummy bear, like, oh, he's so cute. But no, this man is a god. His helplessness is going to be a lot different than ours.
Right.
And then my last one is when Evie is telling Carnelian and Flair, oh, he's a mountain. He'll talk to the other mountains and they will stop you, okay? You don't know this. This mountain is gonna, it may, this may be his mountain, but he will talk to the other mountains and they will stop you whether you like it or not. So you better listen. I love the bluff. It's great.
It's so good.
Quick thinking on her feet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that she also learned from Briar.
Yes. Yes, yes,
Not
yes.
necessarily the quick thinking. I mean, I'm sure she was a quick thinker, but like that type of bluffing.
Yeah.
He's the expert.
You are a cheat. I am going to melt you. Then I'll coat the quartz toy with you.
Is this another threat that you're adding to your arsenal?
Yes.
You're a cheat. I'm gonna cook you.
I'm going to melt you down and turn you into the quartz toy. Let's go,
Go.
bucko.
You say that to someone, and they'll be like, "What the fuck do you mean quartz toy? Like, no one's
I
talking about a quartz toy. What? What?"
really, really hope that Indy does indeed use these out of context because that's beautiful.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's the best way to use these kinds of threats.
I was gonna say, like, it makes it doubly good because you're not only threatening them, but they're also going,
You catch him off guard so you can hurt him even more.
Exactly.
It means that either you also make them look stupid or feel stupid, rather, or they just think you're crazy and they will believe you even better.
Yes.
I don't see the downside here.
Right, right. Like, they said that they were going to, I forgot what the Lubo quote was, to forget my soul. And then they said something about a quartz toy. You know, I'm not going to mess with them anymore. They might actually, like, follow up on that. They're crazy enough to follow up.
I don't think you want to know what that's going to mean.
Pain. Lots of pain.
That's all you need to know. It's going to be violent and you're not going to like it.
I really like the phrase Taylor's seat. Mm-hmm. And I think I've said this in a previous episode, but I'm going to say it again.
I think that was in one of Sandry's books, whichever one she was in.
Yeah, maybe Magic Steps?
Maybe. Yeah, I think because she was sitting with Posco somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to read this directly and then try and backtrack using my book. I wrote, there's a lot of interesting metaphors with how Flair and Carnelian talk about dying and becoming something new. They talk about how the whole point is to break out and be famous and die.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of breaking out, they will die, but they will also become something new. It just seems like such a good metaphor for our own lives. The way they talk about dying is very similar to, like, the way we do. You could become some cold, hard, unfeeling stone, but, you know, maybe you become something new. Who's to say?
Who knows? The excitement is the life that we've lived.
Evie says that when she gets scared, she turns nasty. That made me think of Nori.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the reasons for Nori being nasty in previous chapters is her being scared.
Yeah.
I like the phrase, a crack in the world.
Interesting way of describing a
vent. What is it called? Thermal vent.
Fissure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, even though it's just a crack in the world, the earth is really big, it's just a crack. But for Carnelian and Flair, they're underground. So that's their whole world. So mm-hmm. a crack in it would be a crack in the world. So,
yeah. It also reminds me of Hadestown. Shout out to my husband, who's obsessed with it. There's a phrase that gets used several times in Hadestown, which is a crack in the wall. Like Flair and Carnelian, Hadestown is underground.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Part two of our three-step reading process is Reading Like a Dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
Deception. Because this whole chapter, Evie's just trying to deceive both Flair and Carnelian. Like, no, I didn't put you in a trap. It was a toy. You guys are crazy. I got distracted with something over here. But I came back. If I wanted to trap you, I would have came back. Y'all are silly. And then I also feel like Luvo is also deceiving them as well, because he's also like, I will stop you from doing this. You better not hurt her because I will crush you. And he can't do anything except yell at them. But they don't know that. So, deception.
Right. I wrote bluffing, and I wrote literally everything you just said. The only other thing that I wrote was also that took a lot of courage on Luvo's part, because we know how scared he's been, and I was very impressed by his courage to yell at them. Yeah,
I just envision him still curled up while he's screaming. Like, oh, so cute.
He's like, I'm so scared. You guys!
You better stop it!
If you hurt Evu Mei Mei one more time, I will make you forget your soul. I'm so scared.
Don't call my bluff.
And Evie's pretty much thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, my friend is going to get all his other mountain friends to keep you from getting out of here. But guess what? Yeah. I'm here for. I'm here to rescue you.
Please let this work.
Hey, bae, grant luck on me.
Yeah, mine was lying, because exactly everything we literally just said. Yeah.
Accurate statement right there.
Come on, Indy, you're supposed to come up with one more with a new word for it.
Today is just the day that Indy's words are all taken away. That's what it is.
You're supposed to pull it, Indy, and have something totally different than all of us.
Disingenuousness.
I just like the word that we can't, the fact that we all had the same thing but had different words for it. Part three of our three-step reading process is Reading Like a Mage. This is where we use text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
Indy, go first, since we've stolen all your stuff.
I mean, I feel it is very fitting for this moment. Everything that has gone on, there is a time to talk and there is a time to keep still.
That's my thing.
Sometimes I even know which is which.
Yes.
Yep, that was fine.
Wow. It appears that I am pulling the indie today.
What?
Mine was, I had to think about exactly what Luvo meant when he said he was helpless. Apparently he and I had two different meanings for what that word. Because, yeah, sometimes when you feel helpless and you can't do something, like, even if you can't fix the problem, you can at least work on some of the symptoms. Spend time with your loved ones. Make time for them. Whether that's family, that's friends. But, yeah, you never know when something might come up and you won't be able to spend that time. Do what you can while you can.
That one was also almost my magic. I was tossed up between the two.
Well, chapter 19 is titled Melting. What do you think is going to happen?
I think the old spirit thieves are going to find out where Flair and Carnelian are and melt the wall that they're behind, I guess. And then Evie's going to take them to the crack in the world and they're going to go... But the old ones are going to start melting shit. Or... Luvo's gonna melt.
This could be it, y'all. Or, we are getting very close to the end.
Or the children are going to melt because Osmond still hasn't sacrificed them.
We are getting very close to the end. It is time for a child and or Lufo sacrifice.
It is. It's time for it. Come on. We've been predicting this from the very beginning. It hasn't happened yet. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Osmond. Step it up. Goodwin, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I hope they're gonna melt through to the fault line instead of through the top of the fucking mountain. But maybe that's even worse. Maybe that's a bigger issue. Maybe they cause earthquakes throughout the entire world because you got a bunch of magma going back into the fault line. I don't know. I'm thinking world-ending cataclysm. This is actually the last book in the series. That's why we're last going one backwards with Ebby in time. That's why we're going backwards in time, back to Briar and his fighting in Yangjing.
So the volcano is going to be so bad it's going to wipe out the entire world?
Uh-huh.
I see.
That is my guess.
I mean, they did keep Carnelian and Flare in there for quite a while, so they are pretty powerful now.
And the book just ends with, don't fuck with nature. Love, Tamara Pierce.
Yes.
Of course. That also means that we're all about to get destroyed by a volcano.
Yep. You know what? I'm fine with that.
I mean, Yellowstone could blow up at any minute, so.
That's false. No, like, you don't understand. Scientific papers are like, I don't know who started this misinformation bullshit, but this is why. These are like the top 20 reasons why that's not gonna fucking happen. Sorry, I follow a bunch of science people.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 19 of Melting Stones. Come on, Flair shouted in my ear. The others will see you. They'll think you're showing us the way. I glared at him. Don't yell at me. Doesn't the weight bother you? What weight? Flair asked. The island, I said. The whole island is pressing down on us. Doesn't it make you feel crushed? Carnelian laughed. That tiny bit of pressure? You've never been in the core. All the world presses on you there. It's why so few of us make it this close to the skin. Most can't fight the core. If Evie meant pressure, she should have said so, Flair announced. And I don't feel any. Flair's not sensitive to pressure like me, Carnelian explained. He's one of the ones who's more sensitive to heat. Since you melted so fast, you must be sensitive to both. Don't ever go to the core. That's my advice. Has the monster ever been to the core? Asked Flair. Does the weight bother him? I looked at Flair and smiled. He was still afraid of Luvo. He thought Luvo might be watching. The core parts and lets him pass through, I bragged. Flair sped up until he was beside me. He wanted me to protect him from Luvo. I never saw the core do anything like that, Carnelian said as we moved on. The core is a big place, isn't it? You couldn't see everything at once. I tried to sound strong, but the earth was so heavy. I pulled magic from the walls of the fault. I couldn't even take the time to gather a new granite shell. The volcano spirits would catch up and swamp me again if I did. Don't worry about Lugo. Just stick to leading your friends out into the open and you'll be fine.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake at us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon and Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
I also don't remember their names, which is why I just said AYC.
Julio and Miguel. Listen, you don't understand. My ex was the biggest Miguel I have ever met. Also, I am a Tulio with Miguel tendencies.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.